This is Radio Tay, The Fuzz.
Welcome to Podcasts from the Abyss. My name is Dirty CT, and I'd like to welcome you to episode number 3, which is entitled The Taylor Report. I hope you enjoy. Graduation season, wedding season are upon us once again, and you need to look your best. Well, look no further than Millionaire Menswear. This is Tom Tiemann telling you, if you need a top hat and tails and have checked out all the sales, there is no better choice than Millionaire's Menswear. All the celebrities rent their tuxes from Millionaire. And if you happen to run into Tape Measure Tim, tell him Tiemann sent you. Millionaire Menswear, they are open all hours of the night. And even if you're already tucked in, it's never too late to rent a tux. Millionaire Menswear, they never close.
Montreal, the English Montreal, the Anglophones, way more Anglophone, more character and grit than Toronto.
Oh, that's for sure.
Way more, you know, you talked about having an identity. You have way more of an identity than
your average.
Than your average Joe
Toronto.
Hello to all our listeners. This is the Taylor Report, a weekly podcast that talks about global events. For this week, natural disasters and 2012. Will the world end next year? This may sound crazy, but many believe it's true. It is clear to people in all countries that natural disasters on Earth are increasing. There are more earthquakes, tsunamis, volcanoes, tornadoes, and major storms than at any time in history. Global warming is a real problem, and the environment is in trouble. I remember as a boy that winter was colder in the past than it is today. Even Hollywood is talking about this. Disaster movies, like The Day After Tomorrow, are popular. A recent movie called 2012 is about what some people are predicting will happen next year. The Mayans are one of the main reasons why there are end-of-the-world predictions for 2012. The Mayans were people who lived for a long period of time in what is now the country of Mexico. They built pyramids there that we still see today. They also made a precise calendar that ends in December of next year. Will earthquakes and tsunamis cause the world to end in 2012? Or is this just another crazy prediction? I'm not sure, but I might keep some food safe in my basement just in case. Thanks for listening to The Taylor Report.
The Soviet sent her ahead 30 years through some rickety gizmo called a Borzizhny, which I think is Russian for time box. Anyway, her mission was to acquire future knowledge to help those combat in the Cold War. She was packing a big leather briefcase with thigh-high boots to match. Then, out of the antimatter haze, stepped the strawberry blonde with raspberry lips.
She's chips.
Gathering information wouldn't be easy. Her time box got hammered 2 days off course by an electromagnetic pulse. She wound up in Montreal instead of her intended target for her Christine, Texas. Here, the only CIA agent within 50 miles is some washed-up one-legged politician. Meanwhile, her contact is 1,800 miles away sitting at a roadside taco stand, staring at a zero-point interdimensional time dilator. Well, she had to buy a plane ticket fast if she wanted to make the quantum contact. Let's face it, a purse full of rubles and a stick of chewing gum won't buy a warm St. Urban bagel when you're 3 decades ahead of time and 48 hours behind schedule. I tell you, folks, time travel ain't what it used to be.
Please hang up and try again.